Image transmission. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He who possessed knowledge of the book said, I will bring it, the Queen of Saba's throne, to you before your glance returns to you. And when he saw it standing firmly in his presence, he said, This is part of my Lord's favor, to test me to see if I will give thanks or show ingratitude. Surat An-Nam 14. He who possessed knowledge of the book told Prophet Suleiman that he could bring the Queens of Saba's throne to him very quickly. This is a possible reference to the transmission of images with present-day advanced technology. Another verse on the subject reads, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. A demon of the jinn said, I will bring it to you before you get up from your seat. I am strong and trustworthy enough to do it. Surat An-Nam 39. In our day, texts, pictures, and films can be sent anywhere in the world in a matter of seconds, thanks to the internet and advances in computer technology. For instance, carrying the Queen's throne to Prophet Suleiman's court very quickly may well refer to the fact that it will be possible to send a three-dimensional picture or image in the blink of an eye over the internet. According to the scientists, the teleportation of atoms and molecules, as well as larger bodies, may become possible in the near future. By this method, the item's material characteristics are removed from one location and transferred in every detail and atomic sequence to another location, where they are reconstructed. If this technology becomes operational one day, time and space will no longer represent an obstacle to travel, and objects will be able to transport anywhere in a single moment without traversing any physical distance. In 1998, physicists at the California Institute of Technology, working with the European groups, transported a photon. The scientists formed a copy of the photon by reading its atomic structure and then transmitted that information a distance of 1 meter. In another recent teleportation experiment, Pinkoi Lam from the Australian Natural University and other researchers transmitted a laser ray a short distance. Indeed, according to the CNN report on the 17th of July 2002, a group of physicists from the National Australian University split a laser ray and transmitted it several meters. Pinkoi Lam, the team said, stated that they had not yet succeeded in transmission matter in its atomic state, but that such a thing was not impossible and may become a reality in the future. According to a study published in the science journal Nature, Eugen Polzig of Denmark's University of Aarhus and his colleagues performed successful experiments on a large number of atoms using laser rays and quantum physics. In his analysis of teleportation's potential, published in the journal Science American, Australian physicist Anton Zeilinger states that far more complex systems could be teleported without violating the law of physics. As the Quran reveals in, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We will show them our signs on the horizon and within themselves until it's clear to them that is the truth. Surah Fusilat 53. These scientific advances may represent a part of the technologies indicated in the Quran, all of which reveals its miraculous aspects.